Proverbs for the day, November the 18th, Proverbs 18, we're going to look at one verse, verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Now there's no telling what sort of person might be listening to these devotions, and there's no telling what sort of experience they might have had. I have always been and still am a firm believer in taking the Bible for what it says, grabbing the clear teaching, and going from there with it. So we're going to do that. We're going to look at this verse. Now, there are few relationships as important to life, and there are few relationships as important to the culture of a people, few relationships as important to the congregation of believers as this relationship. In this verse, he says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. If he wanted to, he could have said in your King James Bible, whoso findeth a woman. But that's not what he said. He said a wife. And so the statement undoubtedly goes with a couple other verses that we must keep in mind in regards to understanding and applying the verse to our lives. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 19 and verse 14. Proverbs 12 and verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Because of the way our verse for today is worded, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, obtaineth favor of the Lord, I'm going to take that verse as it stands. I believe God for what he said. If you've had an experience contrary to, or if your feelings due to your experience are contrary to this statement, then you need to back up. Look at the scriptures. If you're a woman, if you're a wife, or in any way have been going to be, then of course, a few of the thoughts I'll say are also applicable to you. So let's look at it. Number one, married life is no joke. Married life is no joke, though jokes abound about it. You know, if you listen to people well, and I may not be the best listener. I try to listen a lot because it tells me a lot about a people's society, their culture, their thinking. But jokes sometimes reflect life. Sometimes they reflect life. Well, we could spend our few minutes, we could probably spend hours on the jokes that people make about married life. I think sometimes that people forget that they say it reflects, or they think it reflects life. Jokes sometimes reflect life. I think jokes also sometimes release stress. They release stress. There are many things that are no joke. Okay, they are. They're not. You shouldn't joke about them. And then there's other things that that we just, if we can laugh about it, it helps us to accept it. You know, in reality, when you I remember when I first started learning carpentry after I got saved, a fellow who was a Christian told me I needed to learn to say praise the Lord when I hit a nail. Now, not every time I drove a nail in wood, but when I hit the wrong nail, the fingernail, the thumbnail. At first I thought he was crazy, but it is helpful, actually. And it's helpful sometimes to laugh when something goes wrong. And it releases stress. So jokes sometimes reflect life, and life can be tough. In our verse in chapter 12, verse 4, he gives us a contrast, a great contrast. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Arthritis, rheumatoid, cancer of the bones. So there's the two extremes. But married life is no joke. And so sometimes they reflect life, sometimes jokes release stress, and sometimes jokes represent truths that need attention. Now, I think that a man with any sense must be careful about joking about marriage. If you're a man that jokes about it to others, you're not being very wise. And I realize we're supposed to be having a devotion here about a certain thing, but I can take my own liberties, amen? But you shouldn't. I know preachers that joke about money, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just my belief that due to the relationship that people have in their minds about money and the ministry, I just think we ought to be pretty careful about it. I think when it comes to married life, you ought to be very careful. Fellas, you don't want to be making jokes that indicate there's some kind of stress or division. And if you're not careful, you'll be as subtle as the serpent was in Genesis chapter 3, and you'll use that as some way of broadcasting it. Ladies, you need to watch your humor. In the verse at hand, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, obtaineth favor of the Lord. I've got to believe, not just reading the verse, but the rest of the Bible, that when he uses the term wife, he's talking about a one who lives out the role of a wife. And if a man finds a woman who lives out the biblical role of a wife, he has found a good thing. He has obtained favor of the Lord, and there may be well be times in his life when God might not do it for his sake, but he would do it for someone else's sake, that he would show favor. And so married life is no joke. Secondly, married life can be a joy. Our Bible tells us clearly that Adam needed it. Adam needed a help meet. The Lord looked all over creation. If you'll go read that passage in Genesis 2, he looked all over creation. And of all the things he made, he didn't find anything that was going to do it. And you can say that a dog is man's best friend, but it never says that it could be his helpmeet. And Adam really did have it going. I mean, he was in the garden. He had everything going. And the Lord said, I'm going to have to give you what you're looking for, Adam. You say, well, it takes two. That's true. And you're free to be joined. But the joy of married life can be a joy that is nearly unmeasured. And so it is a good thing. If you've had a different experience, then you should not paint the Bible with your experience. We do not undo the Bible. We do not discredit the Bible by the exceptions. And if we live in a day when this is so, in these latter days, when you're getting 50-50, so to speak, or whatever, of failures in marriage, when you read that and see that in the papers and hear about it, that does not change what God's intention was. If you go to a Christian bookstore and there's 50 versions on the shelf and one of them is a King James version and the rest of the other, that is not a statement about the validity of the King James Bible. That's a statement about life in the present tense. That's all it's about. That's a statement about man's attitude, view, relationship to God Almighty. So married life can be a joy, and it was intended to be. And so he says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. It'd be an appropriate thing if you're a married man to stop and say, Lord, I thank you for the joy you've given me. If you're a married woman, it'd be appropriate to say, Lord, I want to be a true wife, a Bible wife. And now look, if you can't beat yourself up over it as a woman, you can't critique yourself, and you men shouldn't critique. But I think you know what I'm saying. It can be a joy. And thirdly, married life is about joint life. It's no joke. It can be a joy, and it's about joint life. You know, it's amazing to me that from the beginning of the Bible says that a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves. That tells me, if I was a Bible believer, reading my Bible, didn't know nothing else, that there must be a danger, a real danger, on the man's side of the family. That's what it tells me, right off the bat. Someone says, no, what it tells you is that you know, the wife has no life. No, it's a joint life. It's a joint life. You see, the woman needs to be able to be a wife and not a second mother. Oh, yeah. Here we go, huh? Oh, hallelujah. She's going to be a mother to your children, friend. She's not going to be a mother to you. God doesn't want you to have... He wants you to have a mother when you're a little boy and you grow up. And, you know, as a Christian, it's even more important. So the man leaves and cleaves. And then the woman can then be a wife, not a second mother. she will be a mother to your children. Now the wife is joined, the man is free to be joined, and the two become one together. The two become one, okay, but they don't become one minus the personality of the woman. It's two personalities coming together. It's two people, two beliefs. And especially, since you're not supposed to be unequally yoked, it's two believers with convictions and stuff coming together. Now, if you're a wife, your point is not to be contentious about the things that might be more narrow in your husband's beliefs. That's not it. When I say narrow, I'm talking about living a clean life, your language, your attitude, what you watch, what you listen to. I'm not talking about being bigoted, okay, and having some weird doctrines. And so I would say to you today that married life is about joint life. It's two cultures coming together and forming one together. He that findeth a wife, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, obtaineth favor of the Lord. And fella, if you married a good Christian woman with Christian beliefs and practices, you need to let that have an influence on your home. You got to leave and you got to cleave. Now, you may not be able to geographically, but sometimes you need to geographically. We have, for every joke, you know, about the man having trouble with his in-laws, right now we have a predominant interference on the man's side of the family in the Western world. Predominant. It's not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be an influence. And so married life is no joke. And married life can be a joy. It says, whoso findeth wife findeth a good thing, obtaineth favor of the Lord. And married life is about joint life.